Good morning and welcome to another edition of Walking with Jesus through the Word, one chapter per day, where we're making our way through the Word of God, all of the Word of God, one chapter at a time over the course of 3 years. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It is good to be with you. We are on day 49 in Genesis chapter 32. Let's pray. Father, please speak to us through your word today. Please write your word on our hearts. Help us to hear it and heed it and follow it, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's go to the text, Genesis chapter 32. Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." So he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom, instructing them, "Thus you shall say to my lord Esau, thus says your servant Jacob, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, male servants, and female servants. I have sent to tell my lord in order that I may find favor in your sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and he is coming to meet you, and there are 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. He divided the people who were with him, and the flocks and herds and camels, into two camps, thinking, "If Esau comes to the one camp and attacks it, then the camp that is left will escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, 'Return to your country and to your kindred, that I may do you good,' I am not worthy of the least of all the deeds of steadfast love and all the faithfulness that you have shown to your servant. For with only my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two camps. Please deliver me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he may come and attack me, the mothers with the children. But you said, 'I will surely do you good, and make your offspring as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.'" So he stayed there that night. And from what he had with him, he took a present for his brother Esau, 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milking camels and their calves, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. These he handed over to his servants, every drove by itself, and said to his servants, "Pass on ahead of me and put a space between drove and drove." He instructed the first, "When Esau my brother meets you and asks you, 'To whom do you belong? Where are you going? And whose are these ahead of you?' then you shall say, 'They belong to your servant Jacob. They are a present sent to my lord Esau, and moreover, he is behind us.'" He likewise instructed the second, and the third, and all who followed the droves, "You shall say the same thing to Esau when you find him, and you shall say, 'Moreover, your servant Jacob is behind us.' For he thought, 'I may appease him with the present that goes ahead of me, and afterward I shall see his face. Perhaps he will accept me.' So the present passed on ahead of him, and he himself stayed that night in the camp. The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and everything else that he had, and Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me. And he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. Then he said, You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men, and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, Please tell me your name. But he said, Why is it that you ask my name? And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered. The sun rose upon him as he passed Penuel, limping because of his hip. Therefore to this day the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of the thigh. This is the salvation moment, the salvation encounter in the life of Jacob, when his name is changed to Israel, when he sees God. And this is such a defining moment that the people of Israel remember this moment all down through the generations, because that moment when God touched Jacob's hip and when God blessed Jacob and changed his name to Israel is really the birth of the people of Israel as the people of God. And from then on in Scripture, the people of God will be known as Israel, as the people of Israel. And God will repeatedly call himself the God of Israel and the God of Jacob. But this chapter begins with Jacob having a vision of angels, but then fear of Esau. You know, God shows him the angels. God has blessed him and kept him. God protected him from Laban and from Laban's sons and servants. God blessed him and increased his flocks and herds. But still Jacob is afraid of his slightly older brother, Esau. He's afraid of this one who is strong and a hunter and who is not very happy with Jacob for taking his birthright and his blessing. And so he's afraid. And so he sends messengers out, says, can you find Esau? Can you tell him your servant Jacob is coming and he's been blessed and he's coming that he might find favor in your sight? And they come back and say, Esau's coming to you. He's got 400 men with him. Then Jacob goes from being a little bit afraid of Esau to being greatly afraid of Esau and distressed. So he divides up the people who are with him into two camps, thinking maybe if he attacks one camp, then the other camp will have time to get away. Maybe I can save half of what God has given me. And then he comes up with this whole plan to give this huge abundance of animals to Esau, hundreds of livestock that he's going to send on to Esau as a way of bribing him, as a way of softening him up, as a way of getting favor with his brother. But he's greatly afraid. He sends everybody else across the ford of the Jabbok, and he stays by himself. All of his animals, all of his children, all of his wives and concubines, they're all sent ahead. He remains behind by himself. He's afraid. He's afraid to face Esau. And so God comes and wrestles with him. If you can wrestle with God all night long and persevere and hold on and refuse to let go until God blesses you, then you need fear no one. And you're ready to face whatever God has for you the next day, which in a couple of days we'll pick up the story and see what happens when Jacob actually meets Esau. But tomorrow we'll be in the Psalms for Psalm 8 and 9. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your faithful grace in the life of Jacob. It gives us hope because we live at times afraid of other people, afraid of our circumstances, doubting your goodness, wondering what you have planned for us in the future. You call us to persevere in faith. We need to wrestle with you, sometimes spending all night in prayer and refusing to let go until you bless us. Father, help us to persevere in faith and help us to be blessed by you and kept by you. Keep us in your care and help us to rest knowing that you are keeping us as our God who loves us and who never fails us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, as I said, tomorrow our plan has us in Psalms 8 and 9, so I hope you can join us for that. Day 50 tomorrow. Have a blessed day in the Lord.